All right, you can just breathe normally now as you continue to relax, unwind, in anticipation of going into deeper levels of relaxation called hypnosis. And as you recall the many times where you did experience hypnosis, whether it was in person or through a recording, your unconscious awareness remembers all the mental, physical, emotional sensations of trance. And as your unconscious awareness recalls all of those sensations, the mere act of recalling is a form of reliving and re-experiencing. And when you re-experience the sensations of trance, you are, by default, gradually entering into the experience of trance itself. The mere act of remembering is reliving, and you find yourself naturally, easily, effortlessly going into deeper levels of trance with each breath that you take. That's right. And as you rest there with your eyes comfortably closed, I'll begin speaking not so much to your mind, but to the deeper layers beneath the analysis, to the parts of you that don't need to figure anything out right now. Because the more you try to understand what I'm saying, the more you may realize that understanding isn't necessary at all. And as you listen, you might find that each word pulls your awareness one direction, while the silence between the words pulls it another. Like trying to read a book where the sentences rearrange themselves. Every time you think you've grasped the meaning, it slips away, inviting you into something deeper than meaning. So as the mind searches for pattern, let it search and search and give up searching. Because sometimes the best way to reach the core of the self is to get just a little lost in a calm and safe way. You might remember a time when you walked into a room and forgot why you were there, only to realize something more important than your intention was waiting for you. That's what this trance can be. Not about remembering, but about discovering. Let the front part of the mind grow curious, puzzled, open, because the deeper mind already knows the way. As the thoughts slow, like leaves drifting on a still lake, as the world softens around you and the muscles loosen, even the ones you didn't know were tight. As the rhythm of breath deepens, let that breath carry you inward, where the deeper work begins. Alec, you spent your life building frameworks, expectations, solutions. Your mind is brilliant. It has served you, protected you, and guided others. But now it's time to let the builder rest. You don't need another strategy. You don't need another structure to manage your life. You need a door inward, a door that doesn't open with thought, but with stillness. Let me show you the way. Imagine a man who built a towering fortress, each wall designed to protect, each tower a lookout for threats, each room a place to house others' needs. He lived high above the valley, where everything was visible, controllable, understandable. But the fire that once warmed his soul began to fade. But the fire that once warmed his soul began to fade. The higher he climbed, the colder he became. One day, he noticed something strange. A door, half hidden on the lowest level. It was not one he had designed. It led down to silence, to warmth, to a cave where the fire had always waited. Your mind is that fortress, Alec. Your true self is the fire below. You don't need to redesign the tower. You just need to descend the stairs. You've tried to fix your life by understanding it. But some things only heal when they are felt. Sadness doesn't always need a reason. Joy doesn't need permission. You say you walk in misery, and still you walk. But what if you paused? Right now, just pause inside. Feel what your body has been trying to say in silence. Not with words, but with breath, heaviness, restlessness, or calm. Let your experience become real. You don't need to analyze it. You don't need to justify it. You just need to be in it. Because healing does not come from figuring out how to heal. It comes from allowing yourself to feel worthy of it. Allowing yourself to feel worthy of it. You've ruled an empire of expectations. You know exactly what others need to earn your love. You know exactly what others need to do to earn your love. You disguise those conditions as logic, as helpfulness, as leadership. But beneath that, quietly, lives a young boy who is afraid. Afraid that if he doesn't shape the world will ignore him. That if he doesn't perform, he will disappear. That if and doesn't grow, you'll be left behind. But Alec, love isn't a prize. It's a permission. And your value isn't measured by how others respond. It's felt by how deeply you allow yourself to release control. So here's the truth. You do not need Anne to evolve. You do not need to witness her becoming more. You only need to become still enough for you to return home. When you delay, you remain in charge. When you ghost, you feel in control. But control is not peace. And every time you wait, another part of you stays hidden. Let this be your practice. Instead of delaying, decide. Instead of pausing, speak. Instead of managing emotions, meet them. One moment at a time, one truth at a time. You don't need to decide everything, just one thing. Right now, decide to let yourself be seen, even by yourself, especially by yourself. You wear sadness like a sacred robe. It gives you the right to pull away, the right to be righteous. But sadness is not your identity. It is your teacher. Let it speak, not perform. Let it soften you, not protect you. When you feel misery rising, don't use it to prove a point. Use it to open your heart. Tell yourself, This pain is not weakness. It's my awakening. Let the sadness become compost. From it, something real can grow. Let Anne be Anne. Her journey is hers, not yours to manage, not yours to correct. If she never changes, can you still rest? If she takes 10 years to find joy, can you still be free? Her pace is not your threat. Her delay is not your punishment. Say this inside yourself. I am no longer the architect of someone else's transformation. I release her to her own path. I return to mine. You've trained yourself to earn relief. Only after the work is done, only after success is proven, only after the world quiets. But joy is not at the end of the road. It is along the path. Right now, you can find it in your breath, in the coolness of your skin, in the memory of a bird's song. You don't need to deserve joy. You just need to allow it. Let this be your definition of success. One moment of peace, one breath of stillness, one moment where you're not striving. Say it to yourself. I am allowed to feel good even before things are fixed. Alec, the empire you built was never meant to be forever. Its purpose was protection. Its brilliance was undeniable. But it's time to let the towers come down, brick by brick. Let the walls become pathways. Let the control become curiosity. Let the performance become presence. You are not broken, Alec. You are not broken. You are tired. A tiredness is not a flaw. It is an invitation to stop managing, to stop measuring, and to begin again. Not with goals, but with breath. Not with strategy, but with softness. Not with judgment, but with kindness. Every day, you feel more comfortable being Alec, not the analyst, the achiever, or the architect, but simply Alec. you begin to notice your triggers not as threats, but as signals to breathe and return to yourself. Your love becomes less conditional, your presence more natural, your decisions more freeing. You recognize when the false self speaks, and you smile gently, then choose differently. The voice of your true self grows louder, clearer, and easier to follow. When you're ready to return, you'll do so slowly, bringing with you not the memories of these words, but the deep calm beneath them, knowing that the empire can rest, because the one who built it has finally come home. I will now count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll emerge from hypnosis, feeling refreshed and ready to go on with your day. 1, recognizing powerful positive changes have taken place here, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all helping you find your path to authenticity. 2, powerful positive changes have taken place here now, both conscious and subconscious, all helping you to embrace the many paths to your authentic self. 3, recognizing powerful positive changes have taken place, and that the hypnosis is now slowly coming to an end. And 4, recognizing the hypnosis is now quickly coming to an end. And 5, eyes open, feeling better than before, feeling relaxed, peaceful, and calm, and ready to go on with your day. Welcome back.